At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening. You better recognize.
Hey. How you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast episode, I Don't Have a Clue, brought to you the week of Sometime Somewhere 2008. Nobody's Listening is a podcast where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same. And this is a pre-recorded epi. And it's a great one. It's going to be awesome. We're so excited that you're here. But it was recorded the week of December 27th, just for posterity. I'm your host. My name is James, and I'm joined by a very extra special guest host. You know her as Aw Baby from the forums. I know her as Alana. Say hi, girl.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Now, you're supposed to be, like, more street.
Oh.
Hey.
Okay. I'll try and work on that.
Let's do it again.
Okay.
Hi, this is James from Nobody's Listening, and my guest host is Alana.
Hey. Was that good?
That was awesome.
Okay.
That was much better. Oh, my goodness. I've known Alana for a long time. She goes to my church. Actually, I go to her church.
That's right. She's been here longer than me.
And she used to be a child, and then she was a middle schooler, and then she was a high schooler, and now she's a college student. At least that's what she tells everybody she's going to.
Yeah.
That's where she tells her mom the money's going to. It's college. Secret jobs are being had or something.
That's fine.
But today's episode is sponsored by Creo, mostly just because he gave me a lot of money one time, and I owe him some sponsorships, so... Creo, thanks, buddy. Thanks for the money. Thanks for paying for the show. You're awesome, and you're Korean. You know, it's just great. So let's get right into it.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's my life.
All right, you know the deal. You've listened to the show. What's your weekly update, lady?
I think I have two. Actually,
okay.
I'll start with like James said, this is.
Hey, are you nervous?
Yeah, I told you. I'm terrified to be recording this right now.
It's okay. It's only thousands of people listening.
That is true.
But none of them are here.
That's also true.
And the benefit of podcasting is if they don't like you, they just don't listen. So there's no pressure.
Because nobody's listening anyway.
That's right. Oh, broke you.
Oh, got you. Okay. I'll go with this one. Happened yesterday. I was on whitepages.com looking up addresses because I'm trying to go to
Stalkers.
Israel.
Stalkers?
Yep. I know where all of you live. Yeah, and so I need to send letters to people to raise support because I'm a poor college student.
What are you doing?
Real.
What are you going to, why do you need to go to the Holy Land?
Because I want to.
Oh, so it's not like a missions trip or anything?
Kind of, sort of. Like, there's only three of us.
No, that's just what you're telling people to get their money.
Whatever works. No, we're going to try and do a little bit of mission stuff, like an archaeologist. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Archaeological?
Yeah, ooh. That word, dig. And, like, just whatever. We don't know what we're doing, like, specifically when it comes to that yet.
Have you and your friends, when you talk about it, do you talk about, we're going to Israel, London?
Yes, because we are college students.
And I was just wondering, sorry.
Yelling at it to everybody, yes. So I'm looking up addresses yesterday, and I'm talking to my friend. I won't say his name because the stalkers will come get him, but he goes to school with me. And I was like, dude, I wonder what would happen if I looked up my favorite baseball player's address or put his name in there, see what happened.
Oh, wow.
We'll call him Luis, but that's not his name.
What's his name? Tell me his name.
I'm not, because I don't want people to stalk him.
He's a baseball player.
You're right.
For the love.
Okay. Albert Pujols.
Well, who's he play for?
St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay. I think he's already probably got stalkers. You're not really going to enhance their stalker abilities.
That's true, okay. But... come to find out,
actually, he's got one stalker, and it's you.
I am psycho. Not a stalker. I was just something
looking
that
up his address qualifies you as his stalker.
Andrew told me to do it. That's my friend from school.
Oh, now he's dead.
Whoops.
Great.
And
awesome.
So,
thanks.
He told me to do it, and I did it, and it popped up. And I don't understand why famous people have their address in the white pages.
Because they have big, giant people that protect them from people like you.
Oh, I am not a stalker. I'm not going to use it. It happened, and it was there, and I was like, oh, my goodness. I could go to this man's house if I wanted to, but I'm not.
See, those are the thoughts of a stalker. Don't you realize this?
No.
All right, people.
I'm not you a need stalker.
We're going to put a poll up on Nobody's Listening. Is Alana, a.k.a. Aw Baby, a stalker? And the only options are going to be yes and yes.
I'm not a stalker.
Okay.
But it did cross my mind to send See? Him a letter to...
I know your address.
No, to help sponsor me to go to Israel.
Oh.
Shoot. He loves Jesus, too. So
if you want me to leave you alone, give me money. I have news for you. I need your money so I can go to Israel. Oh my gosh.
This is the land of the Lord. So that was one because I was just completely shocked that I could find his address on whitepages.com.
That's okay. You know what? I have to admit, I have kind of a man crush on Scott Johnson, and I looked up his address too.
See, that's just like Google searching people.
I did that, and I didn't do anything with it yet.
See?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, though.
Yep.
I want to send him a pint of my blood.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Was that it? You said
no,
you had two.
I have another one. Okay. So yeah, Christmas was a couple days ago, and my mom sponsored this kid. He did a free throw shootout contesty thing. Mm-hmm. So she sponsored him.
Was
money.
He special? Was he a special needs kid? I'm just asking.
No, he's not.
Would you laugh at special needs kids when they're mentioned?
No, I'm just thinking about who this kid is and how I could say yes, but he's not for real.
Does he have ankles?
Yep, he does. Both of them.
Oh, okay. So it's not who I thought it was.
No, it's not. Why would he do? No, it's not him. And my mom would not sponsor him. Anyway, back to this story.
Uh-huh.
So she sponsored him the money or whatever, and it ended up being $86 that she owed him because he's good at basketball.
And so he made a lot of hoops, huh?
Yeah. 43 of them. She sponsored him at $2. So
I bet she was rethinking that one.
Well, she was going to do 5. And he was like, I'm good. And so she dropped it down to 2. And that was a good idea. So we are getting ready to leave the house for whatever reason. And she was all of a sudden like, oh, it would be great if we could give this to him in $1 bills. So we got $86 worth
of... Was he a stripper?
No. It would just be annoying to give somebody 86 $1 bills. So we went and got the $1 bills. And then I proceeded to wrap them individually in tissue paper.
Wow.
So he got 86 individually wrapped $1 bills for Christmas and had to go through the trouble of unwrapping them himself pay his coach.
I bet he will never come to your house again.
He said it took forever.
All right, what about those inner city kids that come to your house with the buckets? You know, I'm trying to get to Disney World, and I want to sell you a piggy bank full of M&Ms. It's like $30.
And, I know.
And the guy that beats me is out on the street in the car. No. What do you do for him? Do you just mess him up too?
I mean,
yeah, here's 40 individually wrapped pennies.
Here you go. Happy birthday. I mean, yeah, it was hilarious, though.
We should have had your mom on.
She's sitting in the office. We can go get her.
She's in the other room. She is involved in this podcast somehow, though. All right, my weekly update is the only thing I could think of is absolutely nothing. Oh, you know what? Just moments ago, I was coming back from lunch, and I got all involved in my vehicle. I had an iPod to unplug from the tape deck. You know, in between thing that I use, I had to get the car turned off. I had to pull the emergency brake. I had to grab my iPod, put it in my coat. I had to grab my drink and my lunch bag. I had to make sure I remembered to lock the car. Unfortunately, I did not have to remember that I hadn't grabbed my keys out of that stinking truck.
Man,
I got everything
man.
Down, and I locked my keys in my truck again.
James and Keys do not get along.
They don't. Well, I get along with keys. Keys don't get along with me is the problem. Okay. So luckily, I did not have to pay to have the people come out and pop the lock on my truck like I did last time. One of the guys here at the church had a Slim Jim. And remember, we are from the hood. And they carry one around in their car, apparently, for emergencies.
People like you.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the only reason they're using that. Mm-hmm. Why a maintenance man has as much bling as he does, I'll never know. But anyway, he got my keys out of my car, and I'm very happy. And I thought, you know, I should buy this guy lunch because he got, you know, he saved me money. But I was like, no. That it saved me even more money if I didn't buy him lunch. Does that make me a bad person?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
You didn't say that very convincingly. So, yeah, there's my weekly update, but unfortunately we're out of time for that because it's now time for this.
It's the featured story.
All right, it's the time you've all been waiting for and the time Alana has been dreading since the beginning of time. It's time for the featured story. What you got?
Okay, so...
I heard you had a compilation.
Yeah, I made a list because I'm a nerd.
What's your theme?
This one is embarrassing stories.
Those are second favorite type of stories that we have on the show. Number one is times where people got the mess scared out of them, but a close second is embarrassing stories.
Yeah, I figured this would work well, so better than my car theme. So,
bless us with your stories of utter embellishment.
Okay, well, I'll start off with this one. It happened, you know, I'm a college student, for real. I do go to school. And one semester, a friend of mine, I'll just tell you his name, it's Adam Trusty. I call him...
Stalkers!
Yep, come get him. I call him Trusty sometimes, so that's why. If you hear Adam or Trusty, it's the same person.
Okay, okay. I gotcha.
So, there was this one week, this kid missed like 5 classes.
Trusty missed a lot of classes?
Yes. Okay. And I told him, I was like, you do it again, and I'm going to call your parents. Okay? And... Okay,
wait a minute, this is college?
Yep. He is a year older than me. And yeah, I told him I'd call his parents. So we're sitting around the table talking with, it's like me and his girlfriend, now fiance, which is important.
Now later. Ex-girlfriend. Anyway.
Yep. And another friend of ours. And he's sitting there telling us, and he was like, wait, I think I actually missed another class. Obscene amount of classes to miss in 1 week. So I was like, give me the phone. I'm calling your mom. I told you I was going to. Okay, well, he didn't hand over the phone, but his girlfriend did,
because
she has the family phone numbers or whatever. So I make this phone call. The first one is accidentally to his grandfather, because she had that phone number for some reason. Okay, should have been my number one clue that I need to stop and not call, but whatever. So I talked to his grandfather for a little bit, and...
Hi, I'm a random person.
Can I talk to you? Hey. Trusty's mom? She doesn't live here. Okay.
Well, she used to live here. Now I'm all alone.
Oh, God. Yeah, so I got done talking to him. He's a nice little man.
Hey, and then... call me. Nobody loves me. I have this cell phone and no one uses it.
Yep, I random have his person. Number in my phone now. I call him on random occasions. But anyway, so yeah, strike one. Strike two, I actually got his parents. And I asked for his mom, and his dad had answered. And I had to clarify that nothing was wrong with him. Like, how can I speak to Adam's mom? And they were like, make sure he knows nothing is wrong. And I was like, dude, he's fine. He's totally fine. I just told him I needed to talk to his mother. Is she there? And yeah, so that was strike two. His parents already, or his dad's already freaking out, thinking something's wrong. But nothing's wrong. And so he was like, she was asleep or something. So I never talked to her. And I was like, yeah, well, I was just calling because I told Adam that I would call you guys. He's missed like 5 classes this week.
Wow.
And, you know, I just told him I'd call. I had to follow through with what I said I was going to do. So he's like, his dad's like, well, can you put him on the phone? I was like, okay. So I gave Adam the phone. I was like, here, he wants to talk to you.
Oh, man.
And so he is talking to his dad. For a little bit, he's sitting at the table with us, and then all of a sudden, he's just like, well, Dad, what do you want me to say? And he gets up and leaves the room.
Oh, boy.
Red-faced, and yes.
Oh.
So he leaves the room, and me and his girlfriend and a friend of ours are sitting at the table. His girlfriend's like, oh, my God, I'm going to get broken up with. This is not what we wanted to happen. And all of a sudden, this huge wave of, oh my goodness, I just got this kid in trouble.
Well, what were you thinking was going to happen?
That never crossed my mind.
The dad's going to be like, oh, he's a chip off the old block there.
we
knew better than to send that complete idiot to college anyway. We've learned our lesson. Thanks all, baby.
Yeah.
21, why don't you?
Yeah,
why,
I don't
you
know.
Evil, stupid.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know why it never occurred to me that he would get in trouble. But well, yeah,
why didn't it occur to him? That's the question.
I don't know, because he let me do it.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
He is a retard. Apparently.
Yeah, we are college students. But yeah, so that never occurred to either one of us. So yeah, he gets done talking to his dad. He'd been gone for a little bit. It felt like years, but it was probably only like 5 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes back and he's like, "Here, my dad wants to talk to you." And I was like, "Really? Okay." So I get back on the phone and he proceeds to tell me how much of a bad friend that I am
for
calling.
God.
Calling Adam's parents and trying to get him in trouble. And I was like, dude, I didn't even.
That is not what I expected. I thought he would call and say, thanks for letting us know.
No, well, here's the thing. This is a kicking part of the story, which I can't believe I almost forgot it. One of Adam's older brothers had like dropped out of school earlier that week. And so it was just like the worst time I could have ever had in my life to call and tell this man that his son was messing up in school.
See, I love that. How his son gets, well, I guess he didn't get off, but you get yelled at by some random dude you don't know because you told information that needed to be shared.
Yes.
You know, because if he had dropped out of school, that man would have been blaming you guys. You know, where was his friends? What kind of friends does he have that would let him cut school? It was your friend's fault, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boo. Boo.
But it was,
man.
Yeah, horrifying. Like, and I hate the phone. Mm-hmm. So I should have known from the beginning not to call people because mm-hmm. I don't like calling people in general. So why am I calling people that I don't know?
Is this guy still your friend?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. We're
he
good
is
friends
a dork.
Now.
He is an idiot then.
Whatever. We still get along well and still tell the story and still laugh about it now.
Yeah.
But it was not funny at the time.
Don't eat too many of those Christmas candies or I'll call your dad. I hate you, Alana,
so
but
I'm
you're
never,
my only friend.
Never calling anybody's parents again,
that's
ever in life.
That's probably a good idea.
Because, yep.
You know, the playground is about, that's when that ends. When you quit having a playground at your school, it's time to quit telling parents on people.
I mean, I don't know what I was thinking.
And the quad doesn't count as a playground.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But we throw frisbees and stuff out there.
I was wondering if every college had one. Mine
did.
We do. So,
okay. We do.
Shoo.
Yeah.
So, okay, that was number one.
Yeah, that was, I'm not going to lie.
Do you have
probably
a funny one?
Yeah. The most embarrassing thing that happened in my life, and that did not. Whatever, James. This story will be good.
Okay.
So, because this involves both of us, I found a story that both of us remember.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I'm
so, back in
to
middle
this.
School, I think I was in eighth grade.
Mm.
We used to have these coffee house things.
Yeah, I started a coffee house for the youth group at the church.
What was it called? Do you
it
remember?
Was called the Cryptic Coffee
it
House.
It sure was.
And it focused on an open mic with poetry readings and stuff. Because we had a lot of people that wrote and rapped and rhymed and did stuff like that, even freestyle. And yeah, so we started that. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I went to one night. And I remember this. I was playing Connect Four with rock star Paul's dad, Pastor David.
Yeah.
Playing Connect Four. And word on the street was that this kid here at the church was going to read me a poem.
Yeah, let's call him Paul.
Okay. Yes, Paul. Not rock star Paul,
no,
but a different one.
A different Paul.
Yeah, word on the street was he's going to read me this poem. And I was like,
okay, hold on.
Horrible.
I at the time, and probably still am, this Paul guy's mentor, you know, kind of friend or whatever, and have kind of just kept tabs on his life, and he calls me once in a while and gets caught up. But back then, it was definitely the case. I mean, we'd go out at least once a week and just do stuff together, and he'd ask questions about growing up and all this kind of stuff, and he told me he had a crush on this girl, and she's just so beautiful, and he just couldn't get his mind off of her and all this stuff, and he's like, I'm just trying to think of a way to tell her because I know she probably likes this other guy and she has no clue in the world that I would even like her. You know, and so he's gonna write this poem and read it at the Cryptic Coffee House in front of all these people. And the poem was going to, for the very first time ever for this girl, being you, tell not only you, but the entire youth group that was there that he had the hots for you.
Yeah.
And he asked me what I thought of this. And just for the record, people, I told him I thought it was dumb.
I don't believe you.
I told him not to.
I don't believe you.
I did. I promise. I told him to give it to you as a note, or, you know, something, you know, the I like you, do you like me, yes or no checkbox thing.
Box.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, with the little sad face next to it. I told him a lot of things, other options, other alternatives to this way of doing things. They didn't have MySpace at the time. I would have suggested a comment, perhaps.
Yes, or Facebook. That was not there
versus
either.
Versus a broadcast, or what do they call those? what do they call those when you send one out to every stinking body? Anyway, I think it's called a broadcast. I don't know.
I mean, that's what it felt like.
So anyway, go ahead and continue.
Yeah, so I remember I'm sitting with my back toward the stage because I'm playing Connect Four.
Yeah.
Okay.
It takes concentration.
Exactly. Especially Pastor David, because he will cheat.
It's one of the few kids' games that gets harder the older you get.
It's so true.
It is.
But yeah, I'm sitting with my back to the stage, and Paul gets up there, and I'm like, yeah, this is about to happen, but whatever. So I'm sitting there, I'm still playing, and I remember him saying that the title of this poem was my name. It was Alana. And I'm like,
oh,
the most
God.
Embarrassed I've ever been to that point.
And he was so nervous.
He was, you know what? He probably should have been. And so, yes, the title of the poem is Alana. So everybody and their mom knew it was about me. I knew it was about me. Pastor David knew it was about me. Everybody knew.
Yeah, when you go to a church of like 5,000 people, the only person is in the whole church that's named Alana is one person. It is pretty obvious who it could be.
Yes, and so he reads this poem. I don't remember the contents.
No, neither do I.
Blocked that part from my memory.
I was cringing so much that my ears were ringing. I didn't hear it either.
Yes, it was. I blocked it. But later on, he gave me a copy of it and other poems that he wrote, and I should have brought it because I still have it.
No, I wouldn't let you read it. I love Paul.
Oh, why not? But yeah, that was horrible. And then I remember it being over, and I talked to a couple people. I think this guy named Toby. Do you remember Toby?
Yes.
Yes. I talked to Toby and somebody else, and they were like, well, go talk to him. And I was like, what do you want me to say? I don't know. It was horrible.
Okay,
I didn't know what they wanted me to do.
The thing here, people, that's important to know is that Alana had no interest.
No. Yeah, that's...
And I knew this. I knew this ahead of time, and I couldn't tell him. That's why I was trying to say, you know, maybe give it to her as a note, privately, secretly, so there's no chance of you getting rejected publicly in front of everybody forever and never be able to show your face in church again. But no, he was discernment. He was dead set to do this thing. And, man, pretty much that entire coffee house was kind of a disaster. Remember the one guy that, I don't know if you ever went to any others, but one time we had an open mic thing, and we always did, and there's this one older fellow there, and he comes up, and he starts doing he read a scripture, and then he started doing a impromptu dramatic interpretation of it.
Oh, goodness.
And the scripture was, I stand at the door and knock, you know, that one about Jesus, and so he's like, now I will interpret it. And he's like, hello? Hey, it's me, Jesus.
What?
Hey, I'm outside. Hey, let me in. Hey, I want to come inside your heart.
No.
Hello, come on, let me in. Hi, hey, no. It's me. It's cold outside. I'd like to come in. And dude, it went on for 10 minutes. I kid you not.
Oh,
goodness. Hey, let me in. Hey, it's Jesus. You know me. We used to hang out when you was a child. Hey, let me in. So,
oh my goodness.
And then I start trying to clap halfway into it so
it
would be over. Because I'm like the MC.
Please,
yay!
Stop.
And then he'd just get louder. Hey, I told you I want to come in!
Oh,
hey.
Lord have mercy.
I'm standing out here at the door. I'm knocking.
And that's all you could say out of that verse.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't open to a lot of interpretation, unlike some parts of the old B-I-B-L-E that's book for me. So,
wow. Yeah. I don't remember that one.
No,
but
you must
I
not
wish...
have been there. Toby was, but you weren't. Yeah.
I mean, that's
I will
hilarious.
Not mention any names in relationship to that one, but...
You have to wait till after we're done. So I have to know who that is.
You will laugh again and again. Yes. All right. So was that it? Is that the compilation or is there another embarrassing story?
Those are the only two that I can think of right now.
That was awesome. That was so awesome.
Most embarrassing stories of my life.
The Cryptic Coffee House blunder. Oh.
That was rough for me. I probably never went to another one after that, nor any other coffee house.
I don't think he did either. And I definitely think he was done publicly proclaiming anything. But that was such a risk. Oh, that was the part that scared me. I'd never, a million years, have had the guts to do that. Ever, 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 ever.
And you know what I found out later? He gave that same poem to a couple other people. And so...
Oh, my gosh. No way.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. I remember a couple names specifically that got that same poem. And we, you know what? We looked at it. We were like, you know, wait a minute.
If it had worked the first time, well, I'm assuming you're the first one to get it. If it had worked the first, then yeah. Oh, this is like a magic wand. You say this it. And the girls just flock to you. But no, if it didn't work, why do you think just changing the name and the and changing the references to skin color, you know, your skin is like vanilla cream.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, I hope he doesn't listen to the show anymore. I love you. Well, I love you, Paul.
I mean, that was years ago, dude. We talk now. We're friends.
It's not awkward at all?
No. I mean, we don't bring that up because I don't like telling this story. It's the second most embarrassing story of my life. I do not tell it. Well, there you go, people. Oh,
gosh. All right. Thanks.
Up next, news, E, and V-mail.
All right. Since it's a weird show and it's one of those drop-in shows that I'll do, we'll put in whenever I don't have the next one. Only news I'll mention is that you can go to drawyouapicture.com and you can get a customized nobody or any graphics that you need drawn. You just email me at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Tell me what you need. Most stuff is $65 or less. So check that out if you need a logo for your podcast, for your business, for your church, or for your cousin Bill. Just let me know. It's great. But we do have a couple of voicemails. I will I'll play this one because I think it will have something to do with you, Alana. I think you'll enjoy this.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, this is Nick, and I have a question. I've been listening to some of your older podcasts, and I noticed you used to get frequent callings from JoJo the Christian Clown. I thought you were hilarious, JoJo, if you're listening out there. And I haven't heard from you in a while, JoJo. So if you're out there, I want to know how you're doing. Call Nobody's Listening because I want to hear how you're doing. Bye.
All right. I played that because I happen to have it on authority. I have it on record that you are probably JoJo the Christian Clown's number one fan. Is that true?
Yeah. Dude, do you remember that one time I dressed up like JoJo to do announcements?
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that.
Yep. Totally did it. Not gonna lie, people. White face paint, the grease paint with the cross on the cheek and all.
That's so rad.
Borrowed my mom's bathrobe.
See, the thing is, Alana, people that listen to the show, most of them don't know one thing, this one pivotal thing about JoJo the Christian Clown, and that is that JoJo is actually me. They don't know. They don't understand the facilitation of the vocals are actually Pastor James. So it's a very, very big secret that we just unveiled right here on your show.
Yeah, I feel so privileged.
Well, the Holy Spirit feels privileged to have been here anyway. But on top of that, I'm sure after the privilege has been delivered to him that any leftover can go to you, but you wouldn't want to be guilty of robbing from the Holy Ghost because he will haunt you. Anyway, so yeah, people didn't know that, but now they do, if there's anybody that didn't know. But JoJo the Clown still needs to call in occasionally. He had his own podcast for a while, but it just got too much work. So
and he was poor. I mean...
Well, he needed to get a job, and he did. He got a job.
Yeah, well, that's good.
But
I do miss you, JoJo.
Let's do one more. This one's I thought was funny. It's weird.
Hey, James. It's Blair from West Hollywood, California. I was just calling to wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and just went to your page to see if you had a proper connection since you mentioned in some of your older podcasts And I found it very funny that in the Google ads on the right, one of them is, find sexy girls. Considering what you do for a living, I'm like, oh my. So anyway, you take care. Have fun.
Oh, notice how he laughed like a James Bond villain. Like, I have found your weakness, your kryptonite.
Scary voice, man. That was creepy.
I am a stalker. No, I just thought it was funny that he got a kick out of the fact that there is a Google ad on the side of my page that said, find sexy girls. And then he didn't realize, you know, he's comparing that to what I do for a living, which is pastoring kids. And, you know, there actually, I see no problem with that. I'm married to a sexy girl. I know several sexy girls, and the ad probably that you were talking about, if you'd clicked on it, you'd have found that there were sexy girls, but they're very nice and they don't do anything bad. That's the whole thing is we're reaching out to people in as many ways as possible, and sexy girls don't necessarily have to be bad. Wouldn't you agree with that, Alana?
Word. Word.
You know, like, let me think of an example of a sexy girl that's not bad. Wilma Flintstone. Hot. H-A-W-T hot. And but she's a nice lady, so she's great. Let me think of another one here real quick. That's pretty much all. And so it was probably an ad about her. So if you see those on my website, I'm sorry. I probably should take those down, but I don't control what goes on there. It picks up on keywords and shows ads based on what it thinks people want to see.
Yeah, I saw one that said, view a Korean drawing, and I was like, oh, that's funny, because we have Korean people.
Well, yeah, and there's Korean podcasts being listed and all this kind of stuff because of Dauphin and Carrillo. Thanks, guys.
You
notice,
too.
Notice it never picks up on Canada. You know,
yeah,
but and then Konzo's talking about how she always sees these pornographic ads, and it's because
those.
in her signature or whatever, she talks about, I'm gonna wear my big girl pants, we think it has something to do with girl and pants. Is the keywords.
Oh my God.
It's like it's assuming. So yeah, I wanted to play that email because I wanted to give you an opportunity to vent about the Google ads.
So if I put anything about being African American, will black people ads show up?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to talk about that.
Okay.
I'm a white dude.
Hey. All right.
I don't know. Let's see. I was trying to think of one I saw the other day, but I can't remember right now. It'll come to me later. I don't know. Most of the time, they're pretty legitimate. But, there's a piece of news for you. We do have it on the forums now to where you can become a super member.
Oh,
anybody that donates any amount, $5 or over, to sponsor a show can become a super member on the forums. And you get to remove the ads. Not only do you get to sponsor the show and get a button and get your message read, but you get extra abilities on the forums. And you get a... you get access to a special forum for members, super members only, that gives you inside tips on some of the shows, some background stuff, early access to any new features, just a whole bunch of stuff. And there's about 5 or 6 people that are already on that list, and we're looking forward to adding a few more. So you can go to the forums at nlcast.com/forum. Click on Treasury, and you can see how you can donate. It'll be awesome. We also keep tabs on who's given what, and so you can have some bragging rights.
It was basically like being a part of the Super Friends.
Wonder Twin powers activate!
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. So all you middle schoolers with no PayPal accounts, good luck, people. Good luck. Just add it to the list of things that are horrible about being in middle school. It's time to give away a button. We didn't have a whole lot of input, but we had Where's JoJo and Find Sexy Girls from Blair. My vote is Where's JoJo because it was less creepy.
Yeah, and you know that's my vote because I like JoJo. So,
all right. So, Nick, if you're out there, you want to send in your address, we'll send you out a baton. And in the meantime, just remember that no matter what you're doing, at the time, don't ever, 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 ever write a poem for a girl, first of all. Second thing is, do not ever, ever, ever read it in public. All right, it's time to get out of here. Thank you, Alana.
You are welcome. Thanks for having me.
Make sure you guys check us, call us with your stories, 816-298-0823. Email your stories at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Visit us online for forums, social networks, guest calendars, our wiki, daily features, etc. at nlcast.com. Make sure you leave an iTunes review and tell a friend. Please tell a friend, because the sad truth is, as far as our show goes, nobody's listening.
I did it.
Yay! It's a lot easier when you're in real time and not over Skype. There's like a 50 millisecond delay or something that just makes it very obvious. So, see, it wasn't that bad. You did good.
Yay, thank you.
All right, we'll see you back on the forums. Get back to the forums.
Okay.
Get out of my show.
Visit us online at nlcast.com or look us up in iTunes. While you're there, why not leave a review? Email your stories or comments to nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com or call them in at 816-298-0823.
I forgot your name again, but it's been a while since I've listened, and it's been a while, it's been a little bit on, this is more rough, man. I just went back to school, and my dad destroyed my Lego thing off Christmas, but I got over, and now I'm building a new ship. Dang it! I hate that motor! It keeps on falling apart! God damn! Schmack. Ow. Oh yeah, and I also play guitar, Evil 3, and it's really fun. I got Shaker's Island. Bye.
Hey, nobody's listening! This is Lady Aiden 401. Forums, and I thought I would share another story with you. So I was on vacation this summer in Niagara Falls, and we were on the American side, and upstate New York has a lot of Amish people, so there was this giant pack of Amish people in the gift store. And so it had just rained, and there were a lot of the, all of the women were inside the gift store looking at shot glasses. Don't know why Amish people would be looking at shot glasses. Anyway, and all the guys were outside on the, of the store, lined up in front of the window, just sort of like standing there looking weird. I don't know. They were just standing there being Amish. I don't know. So, yeah, and so I was just observing all this, and I was just feeling like, man, I haven't done any anything crazy this summer. I need to do something crazy. So I just see one of the Amish guys. He's about my age, like, 15, 16. So I just like wink at him, like totally, really wink at him. Just, it was so funny to see his reaction. Because he looked at me at first like I was crazy. And then he looked like he was going to wave back, but his dad, who's right next to him, just looked down at him like, don't you even think about it. So yeah, I hit on an Amish guy this summer. It's pretty funny. I was going to try it again, but they all sort of moved away. I don't know. Avoiding temptation, I guess. Yeah. So, yeah, that was interesting. And my friends crack up every time they hear about it, because I'm, like, the last person that would hit on an Amish guy. And you know what? Even if I'm insulting Amish people, they have no electronic stuff to prove I said anything. Okay. Love all the people on the forums. I love you guys. Okay. Bye, James, and guest host.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.